I don't know if you can tell, you can smell it in the air, or see it in front of you, but today, all I see is tzitzit. It's not just because some of us are wearing it over our clothing, or some of us are wearing teal t-shirts, but tzitzit's all around us. I mean, tzitzit was commanded at the end of last week's parsha, the end of Shlach. According to the Midrash, tzitzit is part of Korach's claim as to why Moshe is wrong or is not interpreting God properly. But the truth is, for all of us, I think today is a good opportunity to talk about tzitzit, because for whatever reason, every time that there's a teal, I always hear the following question: do I need to wear tzitzit on a teal? So I'll be honest. There are poskim that say as follows: if you're playing an intense game of soccer, basketball, whatever it might be, and you are going to get sweaty and disgusting and gross, so maybe we should consider wearing a tallit like this, made out of wool, thick, that's going to fall off all the time. Makes sense, you don't have to wear it? Yes? It'll fall, it'll be hot, sweaty. You don't want to sit next to me tomorrow if I'm wearing this. The truth is that it's even possible that your talit katan, for those of you that don't walk around with a talit gadol every day, but it's possible your talit katan might have the same din. It's lo mechubad. It's sweaty, disgusting. Of course, I think that only works if you only have one pair or two pairs, because otherwise, put in the laundry like you should be doing anyways, and put on another pair. But there are poskim that say it's not mechubad for the tzitzit. It's going to fall on the ground, people are going to step on it, it's going to get dirty. I get it. But if I'm not playing for an hour, or not even if I am, there's a personality here in Israel that, if I haven't mentioned before, is a name we should get to know. Rav Re'em HaKohen is Rosh Yeshiva in Otniel. This is a major posek and figure within the Dati Lumi world. So he's written a lot about sports and tilim and tzitzit. I want to share with you two insights. The first thing he always likes to say goes like this: what type of statement are you making by walking onto a ball field and throwing off your tzitzit? What type of statement do you make as a ben yeshiva when, oh, wait a second, oh yeah, my tzitzit that I worry about so much might get sweaty? Are we making a bigger statement to ourselves? You know what? God doesn't belong on the ball field. I'm Jewish, I'm religious in the Beit Midrash, but when I leave, that's a different story. When I watch my language in the Beit Midrash, but on the ball field, I can say whatever I want. I don't have to wear tzitzit, I don't have to take off my kippah. It's not the same thing. We compartmentalize ourselves. And Rav Re'em always says, like, I think it's much more of a danger. And I think all of us have been on ball fields where things have gotten a little out of hand. And maybe we've forgotten about Torah and God and what we say and what we do. And the same thing I think is true of a teal, or perhaps I would say is especially true of a teal. And it doesn't matter to me whether it's a teal where we are walking, especially in Tel Aviv, or a teal that we are hiking up north and down south. And yes, Kibush Eretz Yisrael and walking Dalet Amot in Eretz Yisrael is perhaps a mitzvah and is a beautiful thing. But what type of statement are we making individually and as a yeshiva if, when we go on a teal, mitzvot don't longer apply? We go on a teal, yeah, I don't need to mark myself as a religious Jew. It's suddenly not important. One of the biggest questions that we're going to be facing, not just this year, but in the future, is how do I live my life as a proud, religious, Orthodox Jew? How do I demonstrate it to myself and to the people around me? And sometimes, even in little simple things like going on a teal, the act of decision, am I keeping my tzitzit on? Am I keeping them out proudly, even though I'm in Tel Aviv? Am I keeping them out and keeping them on despite that it's hot and it's uncomfortable, because life isn't just about comfort, ease, and convenience. Sometimes, looking at your tzitzit, our relationship to tzitzit, is a mirror into a larger window of how I relate to God and Judaism, and how much do I want to demonstrate the type of person that I am. I guess I'll just end the classic rabbinic sermon, the end of last week's parsha. You know, the Meraglim, right after the Chet of the Meraglim, the last thing in the last Parsha was Tzitzit. And the classic rabbinic sermon goes something like this. Why were we commanded to put on Tzitzit Dafka, specifically, after Chet Meraglim? Because had they had Tzitzit, they perhaps, in their, you know, three-day sojourn in Eretz Canaan, away from the Jewish people, perhaps would have been reminded a little bit more that God is with them and God will be with them, and not to doubt Him, and that we'll get into Eretz Israel no problem. Sometimes in Tiulim, we're away from Yeshiva, we're kind of in a slightly more, I don't know about festive, but more of a lax, more of a fun mode, and perhaps, dafka in Tiulim, we need the reminder of the Tzitzit more than ever. Have a good day.